Another round of unusual warmth will be occurring across the Northern Plains, Canada's prairies, and the upper Midwest as we go forward through this week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The majority of the region will be seeing temperatures this afternoon in the 60s and 70s. The warmest weather will be in the Missouri River Valley and southeastern portions of South Dakota in particular, but we'll see some 80 degree readings occurring in that region and off to the west. We'll look for some of that heat to work its way eastward on Tuesday and Wednesday. Eventually, on Wednesday, we'll see widespread 80-degree highs with a few upper 70s still occurring in west central through northern parts of Minnesota and a few counties in northeastern North Dakota. The warm weather will occur one more day on Thursday with everybody being in the 80s. There could be a couple of upper 70s, I suppose, near the Canada border, but that would be the extent of it. And yes, there is the potential we may see an extreme high over 90 degrees. Remember, it is October, just in case you weren't aware of that. We do expect some cooling to take place on Friday and Saturday, with temperatures still above normal, but dropping down to some upper 50 and 60 degree readings in the north and some 70s in the south. On Sunday, we'll still be in the 60s and lower 70s. Our nighttime low temperatures are going to continue to be warm by us too. We will see no hard freezes across the region, and it looks like most of the low temperatures are going to warm from upper 30 and 40 degree readings tomorrow to readings that will be well into the 50s on Friday morning. Some cooling will occur over the weekend, but again, we don't drop below freezing. The precipitation prospects across this region for the next several days are poor. We don't expect to see precipitation of significance to occur, although it may not be completely dry. There will be a weak disturbance passing through the region as we get into the latter part of this week that brings those cooler temperatures briefly, and there could be a few spits and spats of moisture at that time, but the rain is not likely to be meaningful at all. And the primary reason for that is that the Gulf of Mexico is still closed off as a moisture source for all of the central parts of North America. The weather pattern we're in right now looks a lot like it did in 1952, and during that particular year, the entire month of October was notably drier biased. Our forecast models are taking us out all the way to about the 22nd of the month, and we're still not seeing large volumes of rain, but there will be some increase in precipitation in the second half of the month. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.